Alaska women are smart, tough, and resourceful, and the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame honors some of these outstanding citizens each year. 11 women were inducted this spring in an Anchorage ceremony. Past Hall of Fame inductees Jane Anvig and Fran Ulmer took turns introducing them. Paula Easley was inducted this year. Here's Jane Anvig.
Our next inductee is Paula Easley. For achievement in advocacy for responsible Alaska resource development. Paula was the founding director of the Resource Development Council, where she established a multi-industry coalition to pursue responsible development of Alaska's resources. In addition to serving on national public land boards, usually appointed by a president, she has also served as a trustee for the Alaska Mental Health Trust for the past decade. Please welcome Paula Easley.
Thank you, Jane. You all are so fortunate that I'm not going to sing my remarks. I really loved reading the stories of all the past Hall of Famers. And I'm really privileged to have known and worked with so many of them. And they inspired me. And some of you who are here tonight, it's my good fortune to be here with you, all of you recent Hall of Famers. I'm particularly grateful to Judy Brady and Gail Phillips and Carl Portman and MI5 for all their astute detective work and for asking me all those questions that made me go way, way, way back for the answers. Speaking of way back, I've learned some people never forget things you say, especially the stupid ones. When I first moved to Stony River Village from Louisville, Kentucky, we had just had a beautiful 50 kW diesel generator installed. It was so big and so noisy, it lived in its own house. So the family had left me this particular time to run the show while they attended some meetings in Anchorage. Of course, in the early 60s, we communicated by Bush Radio, and all of Western Alaska listened to the conversations because there wasn't much other entertainment. Okay, it was the only entertainment. So my husband called to check on me, and I told him the generator was down. He asked if I got it running, and I said, well, I really tried, but I just couldn't find where to plug it in. Recently, a fellow saw my name and asked if I used to live in Stony River. He laughed and said he remembered hearing me on the radio talking about plugging in a generator. I said, Jerry, that was 50-something years ago. There is a statute of limitations. I knew very little about Alaska in 1962. I decided to change that, and I began studying how people could earn a living here and what kinds of development opportunities were even possible. Isolation and distance from markets were huge drawbacks. Jobs in urban areas were slim, but Bush Alaska's situation was untenable. It had no jobs, no infrastructure, no medical care, and certainly no mental health care. It became clear that the only way to improve employment opportunities and living standards throughout the state was to use our amazing endowment of natural resources. Working to eliminate the barriers to that goal has been my passion ever since. So here it is, 2017, and who'd have guessed that this Chechako would someday be appointed to national economic policy positions by 3 presidents of the United States. And she still doesn't understand electricity.
That was Paula Easley, a 2017 inductee into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame. More information is at our website, alaskapublic.org.